Wow, it's the last week of June, and here we are in Kokomo. Good to see Mayor Goodnight, and we missed you last month, so we're at 2 months. It's been 2 months since we've last been here, so there's a lot to catch up on.
Sure.
Thank you so much for making time for this.
Always my pleasure. Thank you so much, and we always appreciate you covering us.
Yeah, so let's just get to something that I just found out new today. I must have missed earlier that there's a new developer coming in for the conference center. It was Dora.
Yes.
And what happened to Dora and what kind of precipitated the change in developers?
Some of this took place months ago. You know, just like any hotel developer, there's a lot of opportunities, and I think there's some things that changed in his opportunities, and good for him. And so it wasn't too hard. We started looking at other developers, and now we've found a new group, and things are moving forward with that. And we've actually added some few changes to the project. One, I guess it's part of the project, but it's also a little bit separate. We're going to build and construct a parking garage across the street at on the northwest corner of Union and Spear Street, directly across the street from the hotel. And I think it's about 158 units or parking spaces, and with a little bit of retail. I think somewhere around 3,000, 3,500 square feet of ground level retail will be part of that project as well. We lost a little bit of time during that, but it also gave us the opportunity to maybe make it a more complete project.
What's the name of the new developer?
It is actually a nephew of the original developer, Tim Dorr. It's his nephew, Vince, and I want to say it has the Dorr name in it as well. Okay. So I'll struggle with that on the specific name. But
And do they have a history of?
Yeah. They are in the hotel and hospitality business as well, and his father was brothers with Tim, who was looking at doing this originally. So it's not a huge swing. The family has a good reputation throughout the state, throughout the Midwest. So this is a good fit for Kokomo.
And then are they building or developing that parking garage as well?
Well, the city's actually going to build the adjacent parking garage across the street from that. So it's going to tie this into a nice, neat project. But no, it's not going to be their parking garage. It will actually be utilized by the hotel, the conference center, the auto museum, and it will have public spaces as well. So it will help all the businesses and the YMCA, the baseball stadium, all those things in the downtown area. So it really kind of completes the project.
Will that parking garage operate like the current downtown parking garage too?
Yes, absolutely. We're looking for it to be free parking spaces, at least initially in the immediate future. And we, the other parking garage is free to all users. And and it should be completed actually prior to the hotel conference center. So
I assume you're looking ahead for the need for more parking. What's the current
usage
of that garage?
It gets used very heavily. Not to say that there are times where it's busier than others, obviously, but it gets it's been a success, and it's something that you build that, and you don't obviously don't want to underbuild, but it's used more often than people would think that it's being built. And the beauty of the best part about the parking garage that we're building, it looks like it's going to come in around $6.5 million, and the city is in a strong financial position where you're going to pay cash for that. So that's pretty, I would put that in a category by itself compared to our peer cities throughout the Midwest.
Yeah, very interesting.
Maybe across the
there's
entire,
no bonding or no
bonding.
TIF going to this.
This is city cash reserves, yes.
Right. We've heard in other cities about parking in garages and that they're not environmentally sound. Looking in the future, or will there even be cars down the road? So is this a good investment for long-term Kokomo?
We do believe for at least the mid-term, no one can predict the future. And I follow and read, and we have discussions amongst other mayors about autonomous vehicles and what the future may bring and when that will hit the large metropolitan areas and when it will hit mid-sized cities and things like that. So we think in the next 10 years or so, this is an easy win. A lot of these are being designed and looked at as could they be retrofitted, and I think we always have to keep that in mind. And those and most of them could be. So the a lot of parking garages need that flat parking space. With more like a speed ramp instead of having them with on a constant ramping, and that gives you that flat floor that at some point can be retrofitted. So,
just an interesting article. On Municipal Stadium, I've read a few things these past couple months that there may be some new features that kind of debuted this year.
Sure.
There's some safety maybe issues about nets there.
Sure.
Can you maybe elaborate on those?
Absolutely. We made some, the stadium's in its fifth year, and so we wanted to make some, as we look and what, we've kind of follow how the crowd, moves about some of those things. So we put some extra shade in down the left field line over the seats. So now there is a roof canopy at least over every section, or partially over every section of the stadium. We also put some down by the children's playground area, so parents and grandparents that are sitting there around the playground area can have some shade or protection, whether it be light rain or mist or any of those things. And same thing on the left side. We added a scoreboard underneath the press box, so the people in the outfield can have a second scoreboard. Those were kind of the big improvements. The others, there was a recent article about some of the challenges that have taken place this year in the major leagues with kids getting hit by foul balls and some of those things, and should we add extra netting? There are no plans at this point. You can hit the ball above the net and as well, so that I've been at games where those things that to make it completely foolproof to give somebody a false sense of security that because there's a net in front of you that the ball can't go over a net would probably mislead spectators. And there's safety concerns, whether you can look at safety concerns in high school football or middle school football or peewee football. And so at this time, it's even though there have been very well publicized instances in the major leagues, I think it's fair to say when you look at the number of ball games across the country, collegiate, high school, professional, AAA, AA, single A, semi-pro, all those things, it's probably more rare than it is normal.
Sticking with the downtown theme here, when I was here last time, that again, it was 2 months ago, the creek enhancement and trail improvement projects were underway, and there was a lot done already.
Sure.
And I took a little walk, and it really is beautiful.
Thank
but
you.
That's still going on.
Yeah. Don't have a completion date. It should be completed sometime, we're hoping, in September. But it's kind of a block by block where it's improvements, and basically it's flood mitigation, it's some creek improvements in the design of the area around the creek, and then it's tying that in with some trail work. So basically there'll be a loop from, even though the trail kind of went along the creek, it will be on both sides now, and it will loop from Washington Street to Apperson Way with some features and sitting areas. And it will have in lighting and all those things, some benches. So people will be able to utilize it, both pedestrians and bicyclists. And so it's a big undertaking. And then tie that in with some CSO work with our sewers and flood mitigation. So it's a multifaceted project, but we hope to have that whole area completed by sometime in September.
I know you mentioned on Twitter that walkable communities are more desirable, they help the economy. And then I think about the convention.
Through the National Realtors Association, the national publication, yes.
Okay,
Yeah.
And I think about the conference center that's being built too and bringing more people downtown, but you don't want them just to go to the conference center and leave.
Sure.
So I'm assuming this is all tied together. To boost the economy too.
Absolutely. If you look at businesses that succeed, they are usually in clusters. And I always joke, Walgreens builds by CVS, and grocery stores built by other grocery stores, and gas stations in the same vicinity of other gas stations, all those kind of things. McDonald's next to Burger King, next to Taco Bell. And so the cities that are succeeding have destination areas, and you can, you know, go through Indianapolis, you have Broad Ripple and Irvington neighborhood and Fletcher Place and all these Mass Avenue and in their downtown, and it's the same concept, and there are a lot of cities that are really embracing that and are succeeding by doing so, and that's what we're trying to do, is create that destination area. And we're also hopefully this weekend, but in the next week or so, we're unveiling our free bike share program, and that will be situated downtown, but basically people, whether they're visitors to our city or local residents, they'll be able to ride bicycles and rent a bicycle for free for up to 3 hours. And so we're putting that along the trail as a feature near this whole area downtown as well. And so that will be right on, you know, so if you walk out of a ball game in the early afternoon, early evening, and want to hop on a bike, you'll have that opportunity.
If the weather holds up, being outside, I don't know what it's been like up here, but I feel like we're underwater down in southern Indiana. How's the paving schedule and road work going along this time of year?
It's going along pretty well. Okay. We just like southern Indiana, we had a very wet, I think one of the wettest, I think Indiana may have had the wettest May on record as a state. So we got a late start on it. May was not conducive, the weather was not conducive for putting down asphalt, but we've caught up quite a bit. So we're moving along. I met with our city engineer on this Friday. We're slightly behind our schedule, but we've made up a lot of ground in the last 2 or 3 weeks.
I wanted to just get a little bit more information about this $300,000 grant from the Environmental Protection Agency. It's to begin cleanup of a industrial and some commercial areas that may have some contamination. Can you tell me a little bit about where and when?
Some of the grant, I think, gives us a pool of money to use as we see, as we take on any of these challenged areas, and you know, we've been very successful at leveraging those things for making them site specific for. Redevelopment, and so that gives us a pool of money to leverage as we see projects and have opportunities to redevelop throughout the city. And Kokomo's very much like a lot of the Midwest older industrial cities, that we have pockets, and it's with varying degrees of remediation that's needed. But obviously, when you've been around for 160 years or so, there's going to be something pop up in some of these old sites that were former industrial sites or at least heavy commercial sites.
That kind of takes me to something I saw in the Kokomo Tribune about the Indiana building or Indiana College building being renovated.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I guess it's a historic building. It was originally a business school.
It was a business college,
yeah.
Back in the day, yeah.
Is that right here downtown?
Yes, it is. It's on Main Street, I think the 400 block Main Street. So you're just four blocks north and one block to the west from here. And it's a building that had sat empty probably for 4 or 5 years. And it's being renovated into market rate housing. I think they are calling it like a workforce, but this is not a subsidized housing or a luxury apartment. These will be in that mid-range and market-based. And there's going to be a small retail element to it on the downstairs front side, and then some nice 14 nice apartments. I think there's a handful of two-bedroom, and I think three or four two-bedroom, and maybe 10 or 11 single-bedroom.
Is the city doing anything with this?
We created a site-specific TIF for this. So they'll be able to capitalize the TIF, but site-specific to help with that. As they pay their taxes, this will be rolled over into the project.
You also have a groundbreaking coming up for some affordable housing called Union at Washington. And I know we've mentioned this previously a while ago when this was being developed, because I think there's also a small park, a water park near that area too, isn't there?
There isn't. We opened it last year. We put in a public restrooms along the trail, a splash pad, And a pocket park named after a fallen officer, Al Berryman, who was killed in the line of duty in the 1950s. And we dedicated that last year in his honor. It's very close, but this is part of north of downtown, and but just a few blocks, and really, this is where we used an environmental grant to do some remediation to clean this property up. And now it'll be affordable family housing, I think 50 units, four stories with balconies, brick exterior, and it's going to be right along the north side of the Industrial Heritage Trail, going to the north side of Kokomo. So this, again, we're trying to develop along the trail system our housing units to make sure it's convenient, natural, and easy for people to get out and exercise and utilize the trail and look at alternative means of transportation. And it also keeps them connected to these developments, other developments that are taking place, kind of working on that density.
Yeah. Do you get those kind of naysayers we hear in other cities that say, no more apartments, no more apartments? Why more apartments?
Yeah. Yeah. It's actually, we do, and every mayor that I've spoken with that's doing things to get, you know, there's always the NIMBY, you know, not in my backyard. It's an acronym that's been around for a few decades. And it's interesting, it's not even here in Indiana, it's all over, even some of the fastest growing cities like Seattle and Minneapolis, Portland, I've read an article about how Austin, Texas, it's always the same argument, who's going to live there, why are we doing this? And here's what I remind people, this project's a good example. This is the Indiana Housing Authority, IHCDA, Indiana Housing and Community Affairs. This is a project that Governor Holcomb and his staff supports. This is something that they're a part of. These are receiving federal tax credits because it's based on low to mod income. So you have the federal government, you have the state government. They know there's a need for affordable, quality housing. It's also involves a private developer who's making the investment and getting the tax credits, and will sell the tax credits on the market. It also is being financed by a private bank. This is not a city project. The city is not building any apartments. There are no city-owned apartments. So the people, there's kind of a misconception. Some of it is a misunderstanding by some people in the public. Some of it is a misrepresentation intentionally by people who are trying to just discredit either the project or moving our city forward, or maybe it could be personal towards myself or a council member. So other mayors have to deal with that as well. But it's a great project. It has, you know, I'm a Democrat and have the Republican governor behind it, and the Republican president, federal government's behind it, and obviously banks and private developers. So, It's other mayors have shared with me their frustration.
Yeah, and it's interesting too. This is a different business model, but I thought of this and wondered if it can relate to what we're talking about. But I heard someone who runs a big performing arts center saying, if I sell out, I failed because ticket prices weren't high enough.
Oh.
And so having a few extra seats in the back doesn't bother him. And I wondered if apartment duplexes, they're not expecting to sell out to have every room full. Is that kind of a business model maybe too in housing?
I'd say that's, you're probably close. I would think that makes sense that, I can tell you this, we did a study a couple of years ago. These private developers do their own market studies. They pay for them, they research them. So if they're not gonna build a $9, $10 million project, and a bank is not going to finance a $9 or $10 million project if there's not a need or the ability to fill it up and make money off of it. So I'm going to guess the bank did a pretty good job of researching this project and the developer as well. So yeah, I would think there's probably, you always want a couple of units to be trying to be moving, and it would be the same thing. If every unit's filled up, then maybe it's time to raise the rent. And that's not, you know, always advantageous for the consumer.
Before we go, just kind of wanted to wrap up with, there's lots of things going on in Kokomo. I see the aquatic beach opened Saturday. Is that right? Cove. That's right.
The new feature that we added opened this Saturday. The pool opened a few weeks before. We hoped to have it the new feature, the cove, to have it finished for opening day. Because of that wet May, we were behind about 9, maybe 11 days on the construction. But it's a new feature part of our pool, and it's in the centerpiece. And this is something that we announced a couple of months ago. We have the large tube slides for the big kids. We have a beautiful splash and spray pad area and some small features for the little kids. This was a new feature for that mid group that maybe some of the kids are a little too timid to go down the big slides, but they're obviously too big to be maybe in with the younger kids. So this is a new feature for that kind of a 7 to maybe 11 year old, and make sure that they have kind of their special area too. And it's a beautiful feature. It's about a $350,000-$400,000 investment when you put in the pump house and all those things, but it's right in the middle of the pool area, so it's not so parents can still watch their kids at various ages.
And a new skate park is coming eventually to Kokomo too.
Yes.
Is that in that same area? Over
there? It will be right off in Foster Park near our outdoor pavilion where we have our summer concert series, and then there's a children's playground area, and this will be in that small parking lot along the trail. We're not going to begin construction until after the 4th of July, after we have our big festival downtown over the holiday. It will take about 6 weeks is the estimate to build this. And this will be a new feature for our skateboarders to make sure they have plenty of area that's kind of special for them. And we used a local skateboard park, a private park, some of the people that work there and own that to help us design what features are important to skateboarders.
Yeah, and the Jackrabbits, right?
Yep.
Are playing at the stadium. I see big sign when you're coming down Apperson Way on the scoreboard that ticket prices have been lowered.
Yeah.
And it seems to be working from what I've read on Twitter.
Yeah, but like the rest of us, they faced a few challenges this year where they've had to reschedule some dates because of the inclement weather, both home and away. So, when people look out and decide if they want to go to an evening ball game or an afternoon one on the weekend, and then there's clouds up there, they have to think twice about it. So they've had some struggles, but I know last weekend they had the largest crowd gathering that they've had in over a year, so they were excited about that.